State Representative Ken Kurtz is in the studio this morning to talk with us about things happening in Lansing today, including some things that are moving through your committee later this week in regards to adoption agencies.
Right. You know, it's good to be with you this morning. Michigan has about 14,000 children that are in the foster care adoption program like this. And, of course, the way we work in this state, a very well-diverse way to care for our children that are in need and their opportunity for a forever home. There's 54 adoption agencies that are in this state. And they're, again, very well-diverse. Out of the 54, there's 17 that are being regarded as faith-based opportunities, faith-based organizations, agencies to deal with this. And there has been a movement that working hand in hand and in a strong partnership with the state the way they have that as a faith-based organization, an agency, that they ought not to allow their sincerely held beliefs to be a part of their work. And we believe that that just should be the case, that they can be allowed to do that with the good diversity there. So providing children with a forever home is very, very important. There's this need we have because so many children are there, and it's a prime responsibility of this state to see that children are placed with not just a home to live in, but a parent home that has love and care and these sort of things. So we're real anxious about working through this piece of legislation.
Most people have never been to Lansing at the state capitol for a session like that, those committee hearings.
Right.
Kind of give an overview of what actually happens in those hearings.
Well, when we announce a piece of legislation or a piece of legislation comes up, we, of course, it's not just something that moves to a vote on the House floor or the Senate floor. It has to go through a series of hearings, and the legislators make up their mind, you know, what side to be on a particular issue. This particular issue was brought basically to secure and solidify the work that the faith-based agencies have had within this state, some for over 100 years. And they're sanctioned by the state in that they're regulated and come under the guidelines of the state, and so they work in this partnership. So what we have done in last session, this same legislation that I put forward, you know, came before the committee. It actually passed through the committee. There are some who oppose it because, quite frankly, Ken, I think just because the word faith is there one's belief that there are certain religious liberties that they have to exercise in public and in private. We had a good set of hearings in that. And of course, in a lame duck session, it didn't get all the way through. So we felt it important enough for the security of the integrity of our adoption services and the opportunities for children that we bring it back up again. And so the committee gets together and we hear both sides, those who are for and those who are against. The committee will then, after a set of hearings, we've had a lot of hearings over the last couple of years on this particular issue, and I would suspect very soon we will vote whether this goes out to the House floor, and it comes up, and then as a body in the House, we'll vote on it. I'm hopeful and feel confident that we're going to have enough votes to secure the long-term and the future opportunity we have in this state with our faith-based agencies.
But do you invite the guests to come in? Do people sign up for that? How do people actually get to be able to speak at your committee hearings?
Well, there are, I guess we'd call them special interest groups, that people follow the activity, which they should follow the activity of the legislature all the way through. So they'll want to come and they'll want to speak. Maybe it'll be a group together and somebody will be a spokesman, and we'll have some long hours of hearing testimony on both sides. There will be specific areas where there will be what we might call experts who will give not only their expert opinion in a matter, but we also work, we're a people that have to abide by certain laws and regulations that are already constituted to us. And so there will be those that will speak on the legal behalf of the various issues which we have here. And they'll be coming in. They make themselves known. The interest groups will suggest, you know, who would speak on their behalf. And we have individuals, we have groups. We've had, not on this particular issue as such, but we've had people from right here in our area in Branch County on different issues come up and want to speak as John Q. Citizen, you know, this sort of thing. And so it's quite an involved process.
Have you ever had to gavel anybody down?
Well, I don't see the gaveling type.
So.
I'm not really the gaveling type. I think that there are part of my responsibility as chair of the committee is to keep to the issue. I guess it's like any other conversation. You know, some people like to go the extra step and take it a step further, but we do our best to. I don't know that I've ever used the gavel, but I have interrupted people and said, let's stick to the issue. What are we talking about in this bill? And, you know, sometimes the subject that someone will bring up apart from that's for another issue for another time. But we're not made for TV.
Okay. All right. Thanks for the insight. Appreciate it.
Good.
But you guys are on TV, though, right?
Many times the committee meetings are televised and I can't think right now the network because I'm there, you know. Yeah. But I mean, you can find that through the House Network, I'm sure up there, and some of them sessions are.
I think if you have digital, I know it's on Charter, and I don't know if BPU has it on there. It's not the government channel or whatever. So, they don't do makeup or anything for you guys when you go in there.
I'm afraid of what you see today, Ken. What people see is what they get out of me. There's no makeup on this side.
Thanks for the insight. We'll talk soon.
Good. We'll talk to you later. Thank you. Good to be here.
State Representative Ken Kurtz in the studio with us this morning.